We start things off this week with a bit of a novelty. Usually when we talk about New Jersey in any financial sense, the conversation involves red ink and deficits. Our first guest this morning is here to explain how a fund that was deep in the hole has become, believe it or not, financially solvent. And that's really good news for those who have to face a job loss in the here and now. He is the state senator for New Jersey's 24th District, who also sits on the state Senate's Budget and Appropriations Committee. Good morning, Senator Steve Arho. Thanks for being here this morning.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you very much for having me. Yeah, it was at least we got to announce some good news on the unemployment insurance fund that is now in the black as opposed to in the red.
Well, how much in the red was it, and how long of a process did this take to get from the then to the now?
Well, I get to, and I got to tell you, I give all the credit to Commissioner Hal Worth. Now he sat on the freeholder board with Hal in Sussex County. And when he became the commissioner of labor, he made many, many changes. But before the Christie administration came in, and I was sitting on the Senate Budget and Appropriations Committee, the high water mark got to about $2.1 billion negative of a loan to that we had to take from the federal government. However, the projections at the time was that it could go as high as, you know, $4.5 billion in the hole. And what that would have done is, this was under the Corzine administration, what that would have done was make employers and, you know, pay a lot higher in unemployment taxes. Well, when, you know, Hal became the commissioner, he started looking at some of the things that, how the checks were going out and instituted some very common sense type of things. First of all, what we did was we went out to the voters and we asked for a constitutional amendment that we could not have any more diversions, because there had been over $4 billion of money diverted from this fund for other purposes. And so we asked the voters to put in the Constitution that no more, there can be no more diversions by any administration. And the voters, you know, overwhelmingly passed that. The other thing that, you know, Hal had instituted was start looking at, for example, he bought one program for like $1,600 that looked at, you know, if you're working, you should no longer be collecting your unemployment check. And there were a number of people who, even though they had gotten jobs and were making money, forgot, you know, conveniently might forget to tell somebody that they had the job. So he actually had purchased a very simple software program that matched up the new job announcements and hires to the unemployment checks.
Wow.
And quite frankly, found, millions of dollars that was happening. The other thing which he did is he let them know that, hey, you know, fraud isn't something, you know, we're going to go after fraud. Cause I think many of the administrations in the past said that a lot of this comes through the federal government, so, you know, they may not have been as diligent as they should be. And Hal took the point of view that, listen, and the right point of view is every dollar is some taxpayer dollar. So he, basically had changed the mindset, and some of the fraud detection programs they put in place is they were finding internet protocol addresses that were coming from foreign countries or cruise ships and stuff. And obviously, if you're not ready, willing, and able to work, and if you're in a foreign country, you're not looking to work in New Jersey.
Well, there are actually some cases, too, where I was reading up that there were people filing for unemployment from a county jail cell.
Correct. And that was a criticism that had been had levied, because, you know, let's face it, as people move in and get arrested, what was the lag time was, you know, getting that notice to the Department of Labor so they could cut off the unemployment check. Well, Hal made sure that that got implemented very quickly, and they started a program where they were comparing the the incarceration records with the unemployment records. And all these things that, you know, Howe instituted, along with the unemployment insurance task force that the Christie administration, on a bipartisan basis, we implemented, and Commissioner Wirfs was the leader of, we came up with a number, you know, of these things, and frankly, over the amount of savings that what has been put in place at the leadership of Howe has been over $500 million, and that stuff went a long way where we could then announce that we were going to avoid a $300 million tax increase to employers because our deficit didn't get as bad as bad as had been projected. And now, they just announced that I knew we were going to be going into the black this year and way ahead of schedule, and to the point where now it will probably save employers another $200 million.
Oh, State Senator Steve Arho about the solvency, the newly found and restructured solvency of the Unemployment Insurance Fund for New Jersey. On the web, it's arho.senatenj.com, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Some of those points that the Senator pointed out, too, about that $1,600 software package, by most estimates, that has saved the fund over $100 million. They found fraud of about 500,000 individuals over the span of 5 years. Heard them pulling checks that shouldn't have been pulling it. That was over $500 million that was found there. Mentioned about the people filing from a jail cell. That was $4 million. You know, a million here. And like, I think it was Senator William Proxmire who once said, million here, a million there, and sooner versus later, you're talking about some real money.
You're talking about some real money, exactly.
And the task force, too, this is all common sense things. It's a matter of just catching them and catching up to them and getting cooperation from the other side to be sure, to make sure that these things are implemented. The seasonal work idea from the task force, too. I mean, why should a ski instructor receive unemployment benefits in the middle of summer?
Very true. That was very true, and even some of the issues of if you make a penalty, if somebody fraudulently, like one of the bills we did, if somebody fraudulently is knowingly, and you know that's obviously fraud, you're knowingly committing a crime essentially, that there would be a 25% penalty, and so letting people know within the department as well as on the outside who are receiving the checks, if you're going to do something in, stealing other people's money, and let's face it, there are people who absolutely need the hand up during an unemployment period. That's not what we're talking about. The fund is there to help those kinds of people. But what we're talking about is where people who knowingly had received a job or were knowingly collecting under a false name or at a false address or something like that, that they would be also assessed a penalty of 25%. And just these common sense things have led to, a dollar here, a dollar there, and whatnot. Now you're up to over $500 million. Those common sense things, as you say, Chris, really do add up.
Does the discovery of all this fraud, and maybe not fraud in many cases, maybe gaming the system by some people, if you want to be honest about everything here, give just cause for the Department of Labor to look and say, okay, because of the significant number of job losses that the state is still experiencing, the state is lagging far behind the 2008 employment numbers versus New York, Pennsylvania, and Delaware, as an example, as far as returning to a job level that we had before the downturn or the recession, does this give cause for the Labor Department to look and see, are the job centers making sure that everyone is looking for work? Is the reporting system too much of a trust system versus a requirement system?
Oh, they actually have, where they go through, actually in New Jersey's unemployment rate now is actually lower than the national average. And I do believe that our job recovery numbers have not been as strong as, say, New York had been, because, one, New York received a lot of stimulus money, from the Superstorm Sandy, as well as, TARP program or whatever, but that's when the bailouts coming out of the recession, they received a lot of money there that New Jersey actually did not receive. However, we also, under the Christie administration, we're now back where we have created, a couple hundred thousand private sector jobs. They have had about 10,000 government jobs, state government jobs that have been cut. So that kind of goes against it a little bit, but that's what we're looking to do is skinny down and cut down government. But you also have the impact of years where New Jersey had been outpricing itself. It's the subjects we've talked about many times, where at least under the Christie administration, we've been able to do some tax policy changes to enable, businesses and individuals to say, hey, listen, New Jersey has a lot more work to do, but maybe they're starting to get their act together. And I think that has a lot to do with, the private sector job, private sector job growth. But New Jersey's unemployment rate right now is lower than the national average, and also our participation rate continues to be higher than the national average. So more people are actually trying to look for work in New Jersey. There's also that what Hal has done. If you take a look at the jobs for New Jersey, I think that's the website.
Right.
There's all the listings that they have there of the jobs that are available within a 50-mile radius. So I think it's 50-mile radius of New Jersey's borders. And I think they've done an excellent job of saying, hey, listen, there's plenty of jobs out there. One thing that we do have to work on, Chris, without a doubt, is matching the skills that are necessary to the skills that those employers for those jobs need. And many times it's a highly skilled, jobs that are now highly skilled and very good pay. And that's what we also, the other part that we have to continue to focus on, and us dealing with the higher education, making sure we're educating those students to be able to take those kinds of jobs that our employers need.
Well, it's certainly a stressful point when a job loss happens, and the awareness that the safety net is going to be solvent and strong and structured for you in that lapse of an employment, because you are, it is a clock that you're on, because the benefits are not perpetual. And nice to know there are outlets. If you go to a job center or an employment office, temp services, there is opportunity out there, and you can always look at a job loss as a change, as a time to look at yourself and your capabilities, your abilities, maybe something you want to learn and look forward to, maybe that reinventing yourself, as you like to say. But fortunately, there is good news as far as the Unemployment Insurance Fund for New Jersey. It is once again solvent, so that is one less worry a job seeker is going to have to be burdened with. Steve Arjo is on the web at arjo.senatenj.com. Learn more about this issue and the other issues that he brings to his attention and the legislation he puts forward as part of his effort of serving the 24th District of New Jersey. Senator Steve Arjo, thanks for being here this morning.
Chris, thank you very much, and well said with respect to the fund. Good job. Thank you.